Welcome to our patient education series. Today we're going to discuss tuberculosis, or TB. This patient education program explains latent and active infections, discusses the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of TB. So, let's get started. Okay, the first thing you need to know is tuberculosis is a bacterial infection. After anesthesia, the surgeon will make a skin incision 5 inches in length in the groin above the area of the hernia. The surgeon will then dissect down through the muscle layers of the abdominal wall to gain access to the hernia site. The next incision dissects through the hernia defect in the inguinal canal and reveals the hernia and/or hernia sac, which is simply the peritoneum. Under the right circumstances, measurements by nanosensors are so precise that they, in seconds, can determine whether certain molecules are present in a sample. This means that the sensors can detect markers of illness or pollution almost instantly if fluids, such as blood or water, are sucked through the microscopic laboratory. As a pre-anesthetic, use of dexamethasone has been shown to reduce the amount of induction agents and gas anesthetic up to 60%. Despite the benefits associated with dexamethasone, there is still reluctance to adopt this drug into routine anesthetic protocols because of the cardiovascular effect. The neurovascular assessment is an evaluation of the neurologic and circulatory status of a limb. It is foundational to orthopedic nursing practice. This assessment takes time to learn, but is critical to quality patient outcomes.